during the Great Depression, one man in the Okeechobee area found work as a deer slayer. The odyssey began decades earlier.
When Jeremiah Walker moved to the Okeechobee area in 1862 during the Civil War, he drove cattle to Georgia to help feed Confederate soldiers. 45 years later, his grandson, John Hardy Walker Jr., was on a cattle drive headed for Tampa. That's when he got drafted for World War I. For decades, cowboys on horseback herded their livestock to Tampa's port. From Tampa, the cattle was shipped to Cuba. On one particular cattle drive from Okeechobee, John Hardy Walker Jr. and others were overnighting in Sebring. His son, Jerry Walker of Okeechobee, tells the story.
They sent his draft notice to the messenger, and Grandpa said, "My God, here's a letter from the President of the United States, President Wilson." And Grandpa took it to him. He went into the First World War. They asked him if he wanted to bear arms, and he said, "I don't want to kill nobody unless I have to. I mean, I'd rather not." So they said, "Well, we'll put you in the medics." When they got into France, they said, all of our ambulance drivers we brought with us, they brought off the border. They can't know how to drive a car. They drive a mule train, but they ain't got no mules in France. They got cars to haul these wounded with. Dad said, "I can drive a car."
A few years earlier, John Hardy Walker Jr. had bought one of the first cars in Okeechobee. He had it shipped in by train, and it came with an instructor. Before and after the war, John Hardy Walker Sr. and his son were known around Okeechobee and Bassinger by their nicknames.
Big Judge, Little Judge. They weren't judges, but everybody called them that. Grandpa could read and write wills and stuff like that.
Was he a JP, sort of? A justice of the peace?
I don't think he was nothing. I think he just did it.
Walker Sr. served as a county commissioner before there was an Okeechobee County. He represented the area on the Osceola County Commission. Kissimmee, the county seat, was about 90 miles away, and there's no doubt the roads were primitive. By 1918, Walker and other prominent locals persuaded the state to create Okeechobee County.
I think they drew straws to see what elective office they was going to have, and Granddaddy didn't want nothing. He just quit for a while, and then he got to be, they called it county tax assessor then. Then he had it for two terms. Then Daddy had it for two terms. At the end of Daddy's second term, the county was bankrupt. The city was also bankrupt. They were paying with scrip.
In other words, during the Depression, when Okeechobee County and the city were bankrupt, your father was out of a job.
He still had the job, but he just didn't have no money to pay him. It was paying $6,500 a year during that time. That was fabulous. Like my older brother used to tell me, we had the steak years and you got the beans.
While struggling with the Depression in the 1930s, Florida also had to deal with an outbreak of fever ticks fatal to cattle. The ticks came from deer, so the state decided to hire people to wipe out Florida's deer population. John Hardy Walker needed a paying job, so he asked the governor to take him on as a deer hunter.
Daddy wrote him a letter. He said, "Go ahead and we'll just work with me. You send your report in to me and I'll see that you get a check for $75 a month."
For every deer he shot, he got $75?
No, it wasn't every deer. It was for a month's work. No, ma'am, you get no $75. You got $75 a month.
The goal was to eradicate the deer population, right?
Well, the people that had the cattle and the horses being dipped, they said all these deers got these ticks. It was a big fight. There was a few people killed and a few vats blowed up.
Did that happen here in Okeechobee?
I don't think it did here, but they killed some further upstate. Daddy got a raise to $100 a month because he was a foreman over the crew. 12-man crews going out living in the woods killing deer. They didn't kill that many.
That was Jerry Walker of Okeechobee.